Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, I am so excited about this three-part series I am rolling out today. This is week one of 3 weeks, and each week we're going to be discussing three things you need to give up if you want to be happier. Let's face it, it is hard right now, especially with the pandemic, with the economy. It's very easy to be able to make a list of all the things that justify unhappiness. But who wants to live in that kind of state? For me personally, I have been there. I have lived that. When my late husband was struggling with a cancer battle, for me, it was, I'll be happy when cancer's gone. And I realized after months and months and rounds and rounds of appointments that if I wait around for a life to be perfect by my standards, I would never be happy. So I had to change my standards of what happy meant. So right now, we're in that kind of same situation as a global humanity. Like, what can we do, even though there's so much going on, to increase our happiness level, despite all the lists we can provide of what makes us unhappy? So I've boiled it down to three things. And for this week, and it's 9 total, so 3 things each week, the next 3 weeks that we're going to discuss of what you need to wipe out if you want to be happier. Number one, the number one thing that you need to give up if you want to be happier is complaining. Now, I know what you're going to think, and you're probably thinking it right now, is I have a lot to complain about. I just want to vent and I just want to get it out and talk about it. Okay, that's great. But if you are just talking about something without wanting a solution, that's complaining. And what good does it do? I have coined that phrase an asshole. When you ask and you ask for advice and you complain, but you don't do anything about it. Think about it. Do you have a friend like that just, oh my gosh, can you believe this is happening? I don't know what I should do. And they lay out their complaints and their story, and then you give them a solution. And then a couple weeks go by, and they come to you, and they're complaining about the same thing, but they didn't take you up on any of your solutions. That's asshole. Don't be an asshole. It's so annoying. But I understand when you are having a bad day and you need to vent and you need to talk to somebody and just get it out. And that's okay. There's a difference. But if it's a continuous problem that's occurring, a continuous complaint, and you seek advice but you never do anything to help it out, you're just a whiner. You're just an asshole. So stop being an asshole and start taking control of your life. If you want to be happy, you need to give up complaining. Because the more you focus on your problems, the more problems you're going to have to focus on. And that is so true, right? You hear it all the time in the positive, life-changing realm of self-help, right? The more you focus on something, it expands. So get it out, journal, write about it, talk to a friend. But if you find you're in this habit of continually complaining about the same thing over and over, you're being an asshole. So quit it. And if you have friends that are like that, reel it in, talk to them with love, with honesty, because don't we all want to be better people? We all want to learn and grow. And if we don't, you're probably hanging around the wrong friends Find new friends that want to be better, that want to grow. That's what life's about. Becoming the best version of yourself. And you gotta let complaining fall by the side. And Robert too gave a great quote. He says, those who complain the most accomplish the least. You cannot look forward at what's making you happy and how to improve it if you're only focusing on the problem. And as a mother, we can all relate, right? Whining does no good unless it's backed up with a solution. So talking about a problem without finding a solution is just whining, okay? We all know that that makes us crazy, especially if you're a parent. Like, get a solution, look forward, and empower yourself to change. So if you want to be happier, give up. Give up complaining. Ask yourself a couple things if you're looking for solutions. What else could be true about this situation? Okay. Say, for instance, you have this continuous complaint about your husband. You know, what else could be true? What else is there that you are not seeing yet? Write it down. Are they giving their best and you're being critical? Journal it out. Talk to a trusted friend. And another thing, what can you be grateful for? Tony Robbins said, quote, find a blessing, be a blessing for somebody else, and in turn, you'll feel blessed. So if you are stuck in this complain groove, stop it. Get out of it. Journal. Think of how you're learning and how you're growing from that complaint, from that situation. And if you learn and grow, you can move forward and you cannot focus on the negative. Okay? So think about others, focus on others. And I love, let's repeat what Tony Robbins says. Find a blessing, be a blessing for somebody else, and in turn, you'll feel blessed. So if you are having a problem, look how you can help others. And quit complaining. Get out of that. I mean, it's so easy to get stuck in complaints, especially, you know, when we were facing such a heavy weight of dealing with a terminal cancer diagnosis. But it, you know, the first 2 years, it wasn't deemed terminal. It was entering year three that it became terminal. And if you are waiting around for something to get better so you can earn happiness, stop it. Give it up. You have to realize you deserve to be happy even when your life is imperfect. And when I grasped that concept, it really infused our life with so much joy and happiness. The last years, you know, obviously there were days that were good and days that were not so good. But for the majority of it, we were able to look and focus on what we had, what the blessings were in the moment, instead of looking at what I was going to lose and focus on the complaining. And that's really been a life-changing thing for me in my life to this day, that I'm happy and I'm grateful because every day I woke up and every day my eyes work and every day I can walk and so many people can't. And if you just change your complaints to gratitude, it will help everything in your life and it will give you the permission to be happy even when your life is so imperfect. And it was so hard, you know, facing that terminal diagnosis, but then it was so empowering and peaceful to be able to look at the good that was in our lives in that present moment and not worry about anything else, but just the gratitude of the day that we had. One thing that Clint frequently told our kids was, as they, you know, as we would catastrophize and and think about losing him, you know, especially my children. They would cry, and he would pick them up and scoop them up, and he'd say, hey, I'm here today, and I'll probably be here tomorrow. So let's worry about and focus on that. And that has completely carried through and sunk in my heart that if you have that long list of complaints, get past it and get through it and look at today as a gift and tomorrow as a gift. And what can you do to infuse gratitude and happiness? Because you deserve to be happy and you can't wait for happiness, okay? Ah, I should have grabbed a box of tissues. Number two to give up out of the three things we're talking about this week. Number two, give up believing the lies you tell yourself. That is so hard to do. But subconsciously, we're telling ourselves every day, right? You're not good enough. Oh, you didn't do the Elf on the Shelf? I didn't. You are a bad mom. Oh, you don't sit down and read your kids a book every night before they go to bed? You're not as good as so-and-so. Oh, you don't. Your house doesn't look as good as your neighbor's does when they post on their Instagram? Oh, you're a slob. It's a habit I can't break. I'm not lovable. Things are just this way, and they're going to be this way. I'm not lucky. Can you identify some of those statements that maybe you tell yourself? All of those are harmful. All of those are lies. If you can stop that negative reel that can go through your mind, you will be so much happier because it's not true. Those things are not true. Just because you think it doesn't make it true. Another thing you could be saying, no matter how hard I try, it doesn't make a difference anyway. Come on, guys. We need to talk kinder to ourselves and don't believe that. You are a child of God. God created the world and he needed one of you. You are meant to be happy. You are meant to thrive even when it's sucky. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, Paul said, we see through a glass darkly. And that's so true. We don't see clearly. If we can just take into account our entire life at a snapshot, we have no clue right now when we're in the thick of it what we can do to become better, what we can do to empower ourselves. If we let go of that darkness, if we're seeing through, just like Paul said, we see through a glass darkly, we don't see it correctly. So those thoughts that you're telling yourself aren't true, aren't right. Your thoughts impede you from seeing clearly. So wipe those out. If you want to be happier, you cannot listen to the negative thoughts. Okay, you're thinking, okay, I do have negative thoughts. What am I going to do next? For me, turning to the Word of God helped me, or your higher power. What works for you? How do you connect to heaven? However you define it, ponder, meditate, pray, and ask, what are my good gifts? What are my talents? What are my strengths? Ask a trusted friend. Write that list down. And when you feel those negative thoughts creep in, oh, you're not good enough. Oh, they're so much better than you. Oh, it's always going to happen to you like this. Oh, they were going to leave you. Go back to that list. Go back to the thought that you are deserving of love. You are worthy of love. Don't listen to those lies. Matthew chapter 1, verse 37, it says, and whoso treasureth up my word shall not be deceived, even by yourself, y'all. And for me, that's the biggest one, right? So many times we tell ourselves things that aren't true. But if we turn, like Matthew says, to the word of God and we treasure it, how do you treasure something? Like, you sit it there and it collects dust and you know, it gets walked on in the back seat of your car. I remember this jacket that I had that I let Wyatt borrow because it got shrunk in the dryer and I was crying, but it still fit. And because it was this big, oversized, like comfy sweater. And I was like, oh, it's so sad. But it just became more of like a fitted 3/4 sleeve sweater. So Wyatt thinks he looks so like dapper and distinguished. So he borrowed it to go to church. And for some reason, it fell through the cracks, and I didn't know where it ended up going. I didn't remember that Wyatt borrowed it. And as I was going to clean out my car, I don't know, a month later, I looked, and it was on the floor behind the passenger seat. And it had been stepped on by, like, everybody that got in the back seat of my car didn't think to look at the floor and look at my treasured jacket that I loved. And it made me so mad. Is that a way to treasure something? No. You take care of it. You put it in a safe place. You love it and you know its value. Know your value. Treasure up the word of God, just like it says in Matthew. Let's read that again. Matthew chapter 1:37. And whoso treasureth up my word shall not be deceived. Whether that's by yourself, the lies you tell yourself, or the lies others tell you. So number two, don't believe the lies. Don't believe your thoughts. Number three, blaming others. All right? It is so easy to blame someone else, right? It is so easy. It's human nature. It is like in our DNA code and protection, right? That we want to deflect the blame. It's not our fault. We didn't do it. It's because someone else did this, the reason we did that. And that might be true. And it might be 100% correct in some places, but you need to own your stuff. If you're never going to own your stuff and you're always going to blame others, you will never be happy. So get rid of it. If you want to be happy, get rid of blaming others. There's this cute little story, this mom and her 4-year-old daughter, and they loved dark chocolate. Nobody else in the family loved dark chocolate. And she was the baby of the family. So they'd get their little chocolate bar and they'd have a dark chocolate break throughout the day and sit there and savor it. And the mom one day went to sneak into her dark chocolate stash and it was gone. And she was like, what? So she went to her little girl and was explained the situation. And she's like, well, somebody must have eaten it. And the little girl, you know, just didn't want to admit that it was her. And she said, okay, I understand. That's weird. But you and I are the only ones in the family who eat this. And the 4-year-old girl thought for a minute and she said, I wish I had a baby brother. Like, we really, even if we're stuck and it is our fault, it's our natural way of wanting to blame somebody. But a great quote by Robert Half is, your search for someone to blame is always successful. Let's read that again. Your search for someone to blame is always successful. You will always have someone to blame if you're looking for it. You'll never be happy though. The more you're focused on blaming, the more hate and bitterness that will settle in your heart and your soul, and you won't have happiness. It won't be able to be as prevalent when you're blaming. When you blame, you open up a world of excuses, because as long as you're looking around at everybody else, you're missing the opportunity to look inside. And you just continue to be miserable. There's no fun in that. There's no happiness. There's no lasting happiness in that if you're always looking for someone to blame. Brian Tracy said, almost all unhappiness in life comes from the tendency to blame someone else. Give up blaming someone, even if they deserve it, even if you presented it before the jury and they were convicted and guilty. Just give it up. A victim will never enable you to be victorious. One of my most incredible friends in all the universe was born in the most unsavory of situations. She could be another statistic. Was alcohol, parents alcoholic, drug dealers, And she has rose up and become one of the most incredible people because of what she's went through. Somebody, she was telling me the other day, a client of hers said, "Oh, I'm sorry for everything you've went through." And she said, "I'm not. It made me who I am." And she is one of the most incredible humans that I have ever met. And she could have blamed, you know, she has another sibling that chose the same path and they were a victim, right, of circumstance. But that's not true. You can choose. And she's not a victim. She chose to look at her upbringing as a gift for how she wants to now be the best she can at being a mother. And she is. She is incredible. And she is, I want to, if I die half the person that my best friend is, I will die so happy. You are not a victim. You can be a victor. You can rise up. Yeah, if horrible, bad things happen to you, you can still have a good, amazing life. Don't be held hostage from all of the bad things that have happened to you. Don't hold hostage your happiness because you're blaming somebody else and you can only focus on that anger and that hate. What can you do next? Okay? Look inside and ask, is this helping me? Sounds pretty easy, but it's hard. See how you can improve. See how you can change. See how you can get out of the situation. The only person you can change is yourself. And I loved that where, you know, this man became, there was two brothers. This man became insanely successful and incredible. And he was getting interviewed how, what do you attribute all your happiness and your success to? And he cited his upbringing, the cantankerous relationship, the alcohol, the abuse. That was his catalyst to become and not settle for a life like that. His brother ended up in prison. And the reporter went and did an interview with the brother and said, "What do you attribute your choices to? How did you get here?" And he said, "Well, I blame it on the way I was brought up." So you can either have excuses and justify and be miserable, or you can empower yourself. You can rise up. You can become better because of those hard, horrible, bad things. And in Psalms chapter 36, verse 9, it says, this is the one that I told you guys last week that I couldn't remember the scripture. It's so good. So Psalms 36, 9, it says, "For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light." So when you get close to your divinity, when you get close to your higher source, for me, that is my Savior, Jesus Christ. For me, that is my Heavenly Father. When I am in their light, it helps me not see through so darkly that glass. Like Matthew said, you can see more clear when you stand in God's light. And that empowers you to be happy. So the three things, give up this week if you want to be happier. Give up complaining. Give up blaming others. Give up always being the victim. Give up believing the negative thoughts that you tell yourself. Remember, you deserve to be happy. Even when it's hard, put on your big girl pants. You can do this. And next week, we're going to be talking about three more things that you need to give up if you want to continue to invite happiness in your life. Love you guys. Have a good week.